We're holding here in Simen Kuf Chaf Tes. Is it Tfilas Nosin Kapayim? In a Sis Kapayim Ela B'Shachas Musaf Ne'ila V'Yom Sheyishbo Ne'ila Kamosh V'Yom Kippurim. So there's no duchening by Mincha, because by Mincha usually people have already eaten and there's the Chashash of Shikrus. But by Shachris, people didn't eat breakfast yet. And by Musaf, there's no Isser to have a big Suda before Musaf. So most people made a small Kiddush, they didn't eat a Kabeitza. So there's no Chashash of Shikrus. And on Ne'ila, on a Tainis, there's Ne'ila, and people don't eat on a Tainis. And therefore, you can duchen by Ne'ila. Avalov Mincha Mishum Shishchicha Shikrus. Mincha, even on a tainis, we don't tochen, because there's a gezeira, as mincha is always shchicha shichrus, so even on a kippur, we don't tochen. Osesha, shema yiyakon shikor, because of a mincha shal tainis, atu mincha shal shart yomim. Well, the tainis, sheyesh, ein bo ne'ila, however, tfilas mincha, somach l'shkiyas achama, like this past Friday, right, it was Asar B'Teves, so we tochen, if you davened mincha ketana, you tochen. Stone tefillas ne'ila ve'ena mechlefes mincha shal shar yomim. It's mincha that's like ne'ila because it's the end of the day. It's true we always daven mincha that time, but still on ne'ila on a tiny you daven at that time. So memela we duchen. If you daven mincha gedola, so the pashas is you don't duchen even on a tiny, even though there's no chash of shikrus because the mincha gedola is mincha. Mincha tana or some say samu if it's half an hour samu l'shkia, then it's you know like ne'ila. In Bnei Brak, the minhag is Val Chaznish. He thought that even mincha gedola on a tainis you can duchen. And that's the minhag in Bnei Brak, but like I said, that's not the prevalent minhag. So on mincha ketana, on a tainis there is nesias kapayim. If you ate on a tainis, you were sick. So some of them say if you didn't drink liquor, you didn't drink wine, you can duchen. That's not accepted. Halacha, except halacha is that if you ate. Where it goes there, then it's once you ate, you're b'chal the gezeira. So again, if you eat on Yom Kippur, let's say, because you're sick, so you can duchen a shachris. You can duchen a musaf, as long as you didn't drink wine. But you can't duchen a ne'ila, because ne'ila, the only reason we're duchening is because it's a tainis. And if you don't have b'chal a tainis, because you're eating, so we don't duchen. So again, like I said, it's b'chalkas achronim. Some achronim say if you're the only kohen there, you should duchen. Or if there's only one other kohen, so to make two kohanim, you should duchen. They're different days, but certainly it's the other Kohanim, it makes sense to duchen, because for the Yeshitas, that the only hat there of duchening on a tainis is chal a tainis. Not the chal a tainis, you shouldn't duchen. Question?
Did you say that on Friday, this past Friday, because it was a Sarva David, we're down in Katana,
right.
We're supposed to do a duchening?
Yes, yes. Okay. That's accepted minhag. Yeah. It's going to happen in 3 more years. Sarva Teve, it's going to be on Friday. So. Usually in the yeshiva, they daven mincha gedola, so people aren't aware of this halacha. But if you daven mincha ketana and tainis, you duchen. Okay. So long as it's before shkia. If you already reach shkia, then it's a big machlokas. Do you have 13 minutes till after shkia, or should you do it, should you not duchen at all once shkia comes? The different opinions, but some people are making even 13 minutes after Shkia.
13?
Yeah, that until that point, it's Safek Vena Shmashas. So it's not.
Is it the same Machoka?
Same Machoka Ne'ila and Yom Kippur. Here in Israel, we duchen, we end Ne'ila before Shkia, we try to duchen. If they're running late, you skip the piyutim, and then you say the piyutim after the Chazan finishes from Nasri. That's the exact practice. If you're running on time, so then you have about 20 minutes or, you know, 15 minutes, let's say, from time duchening till you can start Marv, so the shofar. So they say Avinu Malkeinu one by one, slowly, in order to fill that time. The Seder. Let's go weiter. Minach Shalanu Kfar Nispar. Okay. Base. Kohen sha'avar v'alal tuchen v'makipon v'mincha kemen sh'davar yadua sh'ein sham shikrus harayz en nosei as kapa v'ein morid nosei. If a Kohen mistakenly went up on Yom Kippur afternoon in mincha, so you don't take him down if he went up to the tuchen. V'nechshad sh'aliyom p'asulhu v'lekar choridu. They shouldn't say that the Kohen's p'asul. In our day and age, it doesn't happen so much that they're bushy. That's the din. V'lechen omri v'mincha v'makipon v'lekenim v'kei v'seinu. Afagab de'in roi l'sinas kapayim y'kol malkom hoel v'im ala lo yeh. So the Rama clues us in that the bracha of Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu, the Chazan says over the Birkas Kohanim, is that only at a tefillah could have duchening. So you don't say it by mincha on a weekday. Say it by mincha on Yom Kippur, because it's a day you could have duchening. Or likewise, you know, if there are no Kohanim on a regular tainus by mincha ketana, you would say Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu, because you could duchen at that time. Mincha gedola. So you're saying mincha gedola. We would also say Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu on a regular tainus. I think you're right. I think you're probably right. Shkach. Kof lamin. Man nechaza chalma v'lo yada ma'id nechaza. It's a command of brachas nun hey. Person had a dream, wasn't sure exactly what it was. They should stand in front of the Kohanim and say, Rabbanu shel olam, ani shelcha, v'chol masai shelcha, v'chule. Chavi nesayim gam b'hadei kohane, da'ani tzibur ha'amen. You should finish, and then the amen of the tzibur should, on the Birkas Kohanim, should go for that too. Yilav le'mahachi ade v'maram shochin v'gvura ata shalom v'shimcha shalom v'yiratzen shetasim aleinu shalom. So this is, like I said, a Gemara in Brachos. The Nissen Gaon quotes based on the pasuk, Shishim Giborim, Hini B'tasa Shal Shlomo, etc. Shishim Giborim. There are 60 letters in Birkas Kohanim. So it's not a skula. It's a v'meitiv the chalom. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you know, we duchen all the time. We don't usually do this, and Chuzar is a big thing. That's why the Kohanim sing, so that people have time to say this. Some people are against the saying it because they think it's a hefsek, you know, in the Kabbalah Sabracha. But I think the minhag Chuzar is when the Kohanim are singing, people say this. Umagam she'en olin l'duchan yomer kol zeh v'shasha shaliach tzibur omer sim shalom v'yisayim b'hadi shaliach tzibur she'anu hakal amen. Here, even Eretz Yisrael, some people, when the Chazan is saying Sim Shalom, they see Adir Ramaram. I've seen people knowing that way as well. On Yont, that's Chalon Shabbos. Interesting. You might not remember it, but maybe you had a dream. Interesting. So like I was saying that if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, so the minhag is not to say this tefillah. It's like a bakasha. So that's why the Kohanim don't sing on those times. Kuf lamir aleph, dinei nefilas apayim. So after Shmona Esrei, there is a din that you should say tachnun, tachinas. There's no chokas to show him if it's a chiyuv or a shus. The Ram holds the chiyuv as part of Shmona Esrei. It's the end of Shmona Esrei, if you will. And from the Gemara, it sounds like it's a very, very potent tefillah, that dafka, that's when you're nena. After daven, it's like you continue and you tchinas. It's a very, very significant part of davening. Lamaisa, many go on him holds the shus, and we pass him ikar din sur shus. That's why there are many days that we don't say tachnun, like Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Shabbos, you know, in the afternoon. So we don't say tachnun because it's already, you know, ready Erev Shabbos. We hold this on a chiyuv, so mela, likewise, yard sites of different tzaddikim, different communities have different minhagim, but we're pretty meka with tachnun. Tachnun is a bit of a tefillah without mazel. People don't really like saying it. It's not so comfortable, it's hard to understand the words. I wrote an article in, I think it's called Tocha Oil, YU has some volumes of, from the faculty on tefillah, and the parashiyos Shavua. So I wrote an article about tachnun, the importance of tachnun. You know, there are people who appreciate tachnun, but there are a select few. In any case, so the Mechaber Paskins in Ladaver bin Tefillah Tefillah Sapayim shouldn't be mafsik. Kishenofel upon of Nagul Lahatos al Tzad small. So in the Sidi Ahim mafsik, you know, comes from the Gemara that the Gemara is a story that one of the Amuraim, you know, had a fight with another one, and basically, his wife would interrupt the tachnun because she didn't want the amora to have say tachnun. He felt that that would cause, you know, a heavenly punishment on the other amora, which is this woman's brother. Basically, the man who got in his fight with his brother-in-law. It's a gemara in Bava Metzia at the end of the Nezha. Anyway, the ma'isa, so he always interrupt. She would always interrupt him. One day, she didn't interrupt him, and he died. Meaning, the fellow he was having against her brother. she didn't interrupt her husband, and then her brother, this fellow's brother-in-law, died because you see the tefillah was in Skabel. So you see from the Gemara that the tefillah is very, very potent, and dafka having a continuous tefillah is significant. So you're not supposed to lechatchila be mafsik. The briskers are machmir, not to be mafsik at all. Mikra din, the Mishabura says you can be mafsik, you know, for a tzarech mitzvah, etc. There are a lot of details. I'm not going to go through everything, but you know, the Rebbeinu Chaya at the beginning of Parshas Korach speaks about Moshe and Aaron fell down on their face, right? So why did they fall on their face? So he speaks about that. And this is like the source of tefillah, tefillah's tachnun, that you are nichna in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're in awe, and it's complete hachna. And you recognize that Kavach was totally in charge. So that's what Tachlin is kind of about. Again, this article I wrote, I expanded on this idea. Lemaisa, we should look at Tachlin as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not necessarily as an obligation, even though there are days we don't say it, so we kind of feel like it's like unnecessary, and it's like, you know, we're kind of hoping that Chassan will walk in. But that's our attitude. And in fact, you know, the idea of vidui peh, if just saying vidui not meaning is a vera. So if it's this form of vidui, if you will. So it makes sense to have a proper kavana. Again, avail yourself of the English translations to know what the psukim mean. It's hard to have kavana if you don't know what the psukim mean. Okay. Fine. The Mishmur brings down there, minhag is to have something on our forehead to cover our face. We shouldn't just put ourselves, if you're wearing short sleeves, don't put your hand on your arm. You should have, like, you know, some type of put it on your watch, put it on something. It seems like it's connected to the idea that original philosophy was on the ground. And you're not allowed to put your face on the ground if it's a even maskis, if it's a stone floor. So we always, the minhag is to have something on our face when we do nefilas hapayim. Again, if you have sleeves, so you just put your hand on your sleeve, or put the hand on the table, your head on the table, it's also fine. It shouldn't be your body. Your body wouldn't count as a hefsek between you and the ground. Yeah, I think so. Anything that would be considered.
What about on your arm on the table?
If your arm's on the table, patches of your arm on the table, it should be a problem. Okay. So the Mechab Ramas says, "V'ishomim tulhatos atzad yomim va'ikar lahatos v'shachris kishot tefillin is small and shachris you don't bend onto the tefillin. Tefillin are you on your left arm, so you do it on the right. Atzad yomim mishum cover that tefillin. V'arvis means mincha time. V'she'ein lo tefillin v'smol yata atzad small." So first you do nefilas apayim, you have one paragraph, then you continue with another paragraph sitting. And our practice, so many of the practice is to stand up. You stand up. So you daven in three positions. We don't know how to daven. We daven lying down, we daven sitting, we daven standing. The Ramah tells us that Tachnum and Lamseach are different. The Sfarim have the practice that whenever they don't say Tachnum, they don't say Lamseach. Our practice is different. There are many days we don't say Tachnum and Lamseach. We usually say Milvad, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippurim, and Tisha B'Av, and they're different. Minhagim in different places. And sometimes the minhag is that you fight over when you should say Lamseach. But okay,
there's never a fight.
Right, everybody's happy. Never fight about Tachnun. People are happy to do it. Tachnun. They're hardcore. The select few. Right. Right. Some places they don't say Tachnun. The minhag, I actually grew up in a shul in Montreal. They never say Tachnun by mincha. I think the reason is that the mincha usually would go into shkia, yeah. And there's an Indian not to say Tachnun after shkia. The Kabbalah, it's like, you know, very dangerous to say Tachna, Kotzis Mintias, whatever. So maybe that's how it developed. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Yeah, again, if Tachna is only Rishua, so the art sites of Chassidus, Rebbe is a different. We'll get that soon. In terms of a lefty, on Shachris does the opposite because he's wearing tefillin on his right hand. So he does Tachna on his left in Shachris. And on Mincha, the Pasha says he should also do on the left. So left, he always is talking on the left. If you forgot to say Tachnun, he said Kaddish, there's a machloka, Zachronim, so the Dirshu, some say you should say Tachnun and then say Kaddish again. Others say, no, if you forgot it, you just move on. You don't have to go back again. Probably depends on if you think it's a Rishus or not.
Again?
Pardon?
You again?
Yeah, that's what it's out in the Dirshu, yeah.
Right.
The point of Kaddish is to separate between the Tachnun and the Asher, the separate part of Zavli. So you have to have a separation. You have to have Kaddish between Tachnun and Ashrei. Ashrei, of course, we say because it's in it to say Ashrei three times a day, so we take twice the chakras, once in Mincha. Lametzeach, it's, you know, there's a, it's connected to the Kates, and in Baal Tzion we speak about the Kates. Let's move on. Base. Nifilas apayim yushav lo umar. So you're supposed to say Tachnun sitting. The Rebbe brings down this Alpi Kabbalah. So if you're stuck, let's say a person's davening behind you, you can't sit down, it's very, very tight, there's enough space. So theoretically, you could say Tachnun by leaning forward on a wall or something, even if you're not sitting. But we chatchila try to sit. I should mention the Sfarim never do Nefilas HaPayim. The Sfarim are noheg to say Tachnun sitting and not to say Tachnun leaning. If you're davening a Sfari Shul, the Pasha says you should say like them. They actually say a different paragraph. We say one paragraph of Tehillim, they say different. One, and it's based on Kabbalah that saying Tachnun when you don't mean it can be very dangerous. So we substitute with a different parak. Our parak is not the original parak, Ashkenazi parak. They say the original parak, but they don't do Nefilas HaPayim, again, not to avoid this question of doing it and not doing it right, which Alpi Kabbalah is considered a dangerous thing. Okay.
Ashkenazi would file, Sardin in general, I think they don't file, like if they're an Ashkenazi minion, they do their own.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really right. I think that everybody should follow the minhag of the tzibur. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think the Pashas should follow their minhag. Again, if it's like, you know, Nusuk Sfard, so they say Tachnun, it's not so nicker. You know, when do you say Tachnun? Before Hurachum or after Hurachum? Ashkenazim say Tachnun after Hurachum. Nusuk Sfard is before. I'm not sure how nicker that is. But if a person, everybody's sitting there straight and you're bent over, to me, it seems a bit odd. I think that it makes sense. Again, I'm not sure if it's absolutely usur, but I think that the right thing to do, in my opinion,
should
is
also
to
say Gimel.
Yeah, if they're saying you'd give midos, you should say the Gimel midos. Again, to say the Ashan Vaganu, if you're not holding in terms of Harata, so it's probably better that you, and it's not your minhag anyway, so just stay there, don't look like you're doing something else. But you'd give midos, if they're saying it, I think you should say. Some say you should even say the Ashan Vaganu. I always thought it was weird if you're not really, you know. Again, yeah, they're, I guess, holding on a higher madrega, you know. Twice a day they're saying, you know. But, okay. Slichas is very, you know, powerful, because, you know, we say Yudgil Midos only Slichas. They say Yudgil Midos twice a day, so it's, and they Slichas for 40 days, so it's like it's a different reality.
Dude, why would it be a problem if they say Ashadu Bagan?
If you don't mean it, you shouldn't say it. I mean, look, I don't know. Ashkenazim start Vayomer David al God. There's actually the Grot was again saying that pasuk. That pasuk is referring to Paranus, that, you know, David is choosing to be punished by Hashem, so that he thought he should start Rakum Mechanun. But the Minhag Olam is not for that. Questions, comments on the Zoom? You guys hear me? Yeah? Okay. Feel free to interject. Issue of Svarim, so the Ramah says you need Aron Kodesh. So the Poskim say you don't really need Aron Kodesh, you need a Sefer Torah. Even though it says in the Ramah, Aron v'Sefer Torah, you know, Sefer Torah is enough. And even that, there are some Poskim who are Mekil, they say that as long as they're Svarim, the whole idea is that it says, you know, that he was no fair Lifnei Aron Hashem. So it means in the presence of Shekhinah, here in Yerushalayim, the Bidah gets to say Tachnun if there are no Svarim, because we're in the presence of Hashem. Sru Shul B'davin said it's only in the Iratika. The Minhag HaTzibur is not like that. We say Tachnun with Tefilas HaPayim even outside the Iratika. And like I said, in YU, some poskim say, some of the Rosh Hashivas say that the Rav said that if there's a Sefer Torah in the building, and they're different in Minhagim. I think in Rosh Hashanah Shir, they don't do Tachlin with Tefillas Apayim. But in many of the Shurim, they do with Tefillas Apayim, either because there's a Sefer Torah in the building or because there's Sfarim. It can't be there's just one Sefer. But here, let's say in this Shirum, there's a Shas. There's always a Shas here. So it's always a Shas. So it could be that that itself, you know, reminds you of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Stipter was made like that if there's Sfarim, often Kavua there. So different practices. I think the minhag is to be makel, and most people are makel, and some are makel. Let's say, like I said, Rav Schechter things not like that. Okay. Question.
Going back to where we said before, everyone's down with Spartan. Say the Yudkim Omidol. So you should start from Bayavor and go until the end.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You should just stand there in the meantime. Oh.
Again, I think the best thing is to say Hashem Nubaganu, say if you do with them. I've just said that if you're not holding by it, so that's all I said. Ideally, you should say the Hashem Nu, and you should say the Gimel.
It's
not considered a hefsek, it's Minyan, it's Inyan. Gimel, Ein Avil Zabayim B'Lailo, V'Leil HaShmuras, V'Hagim Lipol Paneim, Shehu Karov L'Yom, like I mentioned before, we don't do this last time at night, and therefore even after Shkia, the Minag is not to do it. If you're davening Slichas, you need a Chatzos Laila, or in the morning, the minhag is people are makel to do it. They assume that it's already after chatzos. The mechaber says it's karav liyom, but sometimes you do slichas here in yeshiva at midnight. It's not karav liyom, but still the minhag is to do tachlin at that point. The seder, weiter, dalit, na'agu shel lipol pineim lo beis ovel v'lo beis chasson v'lo beis knesses v'yom mila v'lo k'sheyesham chasson. So these are different. Minhagim, if there is a base avel, the minhag is not to do a base avel. Velo base chasam means the day of the chasana and the 7 days of the chasana. If it comes to shul, it would also be the case. If an avel would come to shul, sometimes an avel, you know, can't get a minion, he comes to shul, then the minhag is that he doesn't say, but he doesn't affect the tzibur. The chasana affects the tzibur. If you're diving in a shiva house, you don't say tachan. But if the avel comes to shul for unique circumstances, then he doesn't say tachlin, the others say. If the chasan is after tzeis, sometimes in the winter the chasan is after tzeis, so mikra didn't pass to say tachlin in the morning. If it's mincha, like at the chasan, the davening before, you know, by the chasan stage, then the minhag is not to. By amila, the mechaber says, in the base knesses be amila. The pasha says, you don't need the father to be there, you don't need the moil to be there. The base knesses, it would affect the whole shul, for the whole day. So some poskim say that only if the mila is in the morning. If the mila is afternoon, it won't affect it. Others say, no, eat the whole day. And there's a big discussion, let's say I have a shul with, you know, three minyanim. So is it only in the hall where the mila is going to be? Or even the downstairs minyan could, you know, different in Hagim. And like I said, many people try to, you know, capitalize on this. And, you know, if there's no tachlin, there's no tachlin. Pashtus is, if it's in the same, like, main shul, that's where the mila is. There's downstairs minion in a different room. It's hard to imagine. It says base knesses, but there's different minhagim. So you know, I was excited about this. Right. Okay. There are different minhagim. Later, by a pidyon ben, also bigger than pashas, you should say tachnun. But if it's at they're davening at the suda, then it goes to.
So if it was a Monday,
it
would have been
nice. People are happier on Monday, Thursday, right? Okay. Again, the tour here is if the chasan is in the shul, the chasan is in the shul and davening with you. If he just happens to be learning in the back, the hashas says it wouldn't affect him. The Bali Bris, even if they're, you know, the moyel, wherever he davens, he's potter. So if the moel kavua davens every day, some people ask him to leave. They want to miss the whole tzibur. He's never going to daven because you have a moel who's very popular. Every day he has a... So some people say he should leave. Different approaches. Right. Anyway, they're not going to daven because of the yard sites. Same. Here's a shayla. If there's a siyum or a bar mitzvah boy, a day's bar mitzvah, or the chas sefer Torah, different minhagim when it comes to that as well. Interesting reality, you have a mila on a tainis. So you don't do away with the slichos totally. You'd say some slichos, but you don't say tachnun. So you can split. You can split. Same thing with the chasson. You're not going to do away with the slichos totally. The Baal Simcha themselves won't say slichos, but the tzibur should say some slichos.
What about, I've seen Amila and Yom Kippur.
Amila and Yom Kippur, it's wonderful. What's the shayla? The emphasis is that the Rambam holds there's tachnun Yom Kippur. But we don't pass like the Rambam. Okay.
The Rambam says there's no Kippur of tachnun ever.
I mean, no, on Yontif, it's not regular Yontif. Vav. Nagush lalipo. On Shabbos, there's no. Shabbos also, there's no. Nagush lalipo alpeneim vitez vav ba'av v'lo vitez vav v'tzvashat v'lo b'rosh chodesh v'lo b'mincha shalafanov v'lo b'chanukov v'yishom v'af b'mincha shalafanov v'enu hagin v'purim v'enu hagin v'purim. Purim, it means both Purim the prazim and Purim the mukafim. This year it's going to be Purim Meshulash. So here in Yerushalayim, we're going to celebrate on Tes Zayin. So the Shaila, we won't say Tachnun. The Shaila places not say Tachnun on Tes Zayin because it's Purim Meshulash. Interesting question. I think the minigus to say Tachnun in other places. Lag Omer, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a question about Pesach Katan, Erev Pesach Katan. You know, so from the Gemachaber here, it sounds like the Erev isn't so Pashut. It's Erev some of these days, but Erev Lag Omer, you know, the Pashut says you should say, the Rav was knowing that way. He said Tachnun Erev Lag Omer, but many people expand to the idea that if you don't say it on the day, you don't say it Erev the day. So they won't say Erev Lag Omer as well. You know, V'chule Al Zederech. Okay. In terms of the first cases, Tu Ba'av, Tu B'Shvat, again, it's not clear what the Simcha is. It's a holiday for the trees, L'chara. You know, what exactly is the significance of it? So, Alpi Chassidus, there are a lot of drushas. Tu Ba'av also, you know, is it considered a Yontif today? You know, the Mishnah says, L'hei Yom Tovim, Tu Ba'av. So, for whatever reason, we continue to practice, even though it's not Pesach Mikdash, it's not necessarily relevant anymore. Okay. Writer. The minhag is not to say to tachnun all of Nisan, and not on Tisha B'Av, ben Yom Kippur l'Sukkos. Our minhag is not only ben Yom Kippur l'Sukkos, but even after Sukkos, till the end of Tishrei. Some argue with that, but that's our minhag. V'lo mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan achar Shavuos, Shlosh Nisim Yagbala, and you know, already from Rosh Chodesh, you know, going through Shlosh Nisim Yagbala. And there is a minhag to continue after for 7 days after the tashlumin for Shavuos. If you couldn't bring your korban and Shavuos, you have tashlumin. And many have the minhag here in Israel not to say tachnun through Yud Gimel, through Yud Beis. And Chutzlars is a question about Yud Gimel. You say Sveka de Yoma, but the Pashto says that's pushing too far because it's based on Eretz Yisrael. It's based on Tashlumin in Eretz Yisrael. So Hekatesi, you're going to, you know, give another day. Okay. This is Seder. Ches. Oh, interesting. Ara. This is Seder. Ein Adam Choshu Rosh. Rishakhtim says Tachnun Yom HaSmud. Really? I can't believe that. There were Gdolim. There was a Tzadik in Yerushalayim who would say, sometimes it falls out of a Hab. So he would say Slichus B'Av and him say Halo. There aren't too many people like that.
They do
Slichus.
They do.
I don't know. Okay. The Seder. I remember once it was YU and B'Av fell out of Yom Ha'atzmaut. So how did it go?
They do everything.
Okay. The Seder. Weiter. Ein Adam Choshev Rashai Lipo Al Panav Kishem Yispala Al Hatzibur, so saying Tachnun with complete Nefilas Apayim, so you want a Kashbach to answer you, and if Hashem doesn't answer you, it looks bad. So if you're Adu Chashuv, so you shouldn't do complete Nefilas Apayim. We don't do this anyway. And then Kinu Batuach Shiyanik Yashu Benun, Chen Asur LaAdam Lipol Alpana Feshur Ragaim LaDaim. You can't really spread yourself out on a stone floor. It's a problem. Even Maskis. אבל אם לא תקצץ הצידה מותר, אם אין שם אבן מסקיס, וכן יעשו מיום כיפור, our מיום כיפור is to bow down, our head onto the floor. It's a question of your head. So, you should put a sheet there that you should have something between your head and the stone floor. Even if you don't have a stone floor, we try to put something down on the floor on Yom Kippur. Atu, if you would have a stone floor, that would be an Isser outside the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. This is later. Let's move on. Kuf Lamid Beis. And Kedusha Uvalutzion. Uvalutzion is a special tefillah. The Gemara in Sotah Memtes Amud Aleph tells us that Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, the world is miskayim on Kedusha de Sidra. It's a very, very important tefillah. Rashi explains that it's a fusion of Talmud Torah de Rabin with Kedushas Hashem. So it's a chavi of tefillah. On Shabbos, because it's davening so long, we push it to mincha time. And the minhag is to say it sitting down. But the Chazanish was knowing to say the Kedusha standing. He was choshish. And we want to really understand it, so we say it in Targum. Today, of course, people don't understand Targum. I'm going to just put you on mute. Is that okay? Because I'm not sure what the mute news. Thank you. You feel free to unmute yourself. I just hear some background noise. In any case, we have a practice of teaching the psukim into Aramaic. The assumption is people understand Aramaic today. They don't. But the idea is everybody should understand it. That's part of the idea of Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. Everybody should understand it. So we teach it in Aramaic. And if you're studying by yourself, so there's a question if you could say it. Says the Ramah, omra dina k'din k'dusha shibyotza arminag, we say it. But some say it with the tame hamikra, in order to avoid the question of not having a minion, it's tovah shibk'dusha. K'dusha targum yachid omra k'lo shnayim ve'ein l'omra v'kol ram. So when you say the Targum, you should say it quietly. Fine. Beis. No, even with the minion, you say the psukim aloud and the Targum quietly.
Why?
To emphasize the psukim and the Targum, so you should understand it. The end of Valtzion, it says, L'man lo nigol arik, so the Meshubur brings any shadavin for your children to be tzadikim, and some of them minek to get stuck at that point. Also, Adam Latzis Vez Akneses Kodam Kedusha Sidra. You shouldn't leave Shul until after that. Again, if you're Shas Tchak, you have to leave. So interesting, Shul Bazaman brings down that if you like davening in a minion that's slow and you have good kavana, even if you have to leave every day early, better to do that than to daven a minion that's fast, you kind of kavanah. But all things being equal, you should try to stay till the end of davening, and certainly till the end of Kash Iskabel, say Aleinu. His chiddush was that if you're going to have to leave davening early every day, it's still mutter to daven such a minion if your alternative to davening a fast minion that you don't feel you'll be able to have kavanah. The kavanah for davening is so critical, so central. It trumps even missing the end of davening b'kfius. You're always going to miss Kriyas Torah, let's say, always b'chul. For omrim achar siyum tefila alein l'shabeach m'umad, you should say aleinu, standing up. What's the point of aleinu? Aleinu speaks about malchus shamayim. You're going out to the workforce, you're going out to the world. You should remember, kabbalas malchus shamayim. V'yizayar l'omra b'chavana, it's important davening, you say b'chavana, which we get el Kelu Yashia Yafsik Ma'at Kodim Shayoma Banachnu Korim, which is they daven Ilime Banachnu Korim, or Kaddish Yosam Achar Aleinu. It's not really Kaddish Yosam, really, even if there's no Yosam, you should say a Kaddish, the Chazan should say Kaddish. The minhag is the Yosomim say Kaddish. If they don't know how to daven from the Almuds, at least they should say Kaddish, that's the minhag. Tafilu Ein Yosam Veskinesis Yomar Uso Misha Eimo Avaim, saying this Kaddish, even though it's a Chiyof in Tfila, seems to be like some type of Ein Hara. So, many parents are makbid. So, unless your parents give you permission, you shouldn't say the Kaddish. But usually, there's somebody who lost a parent, and they'll say Kaddish even if there's no us in there. But again, most people who have parents, their parents are makbid. People say here in Eretz Yisrael, that's the minhag to say Pitu Maktores. Omrim Akhila in Kalokain of Omrim Shir Shalasvim, Omrim Bisamigdash, Sia Shir Shalyom, and the Minigas say it's Shachris Levad. Even though the Bisamigdash would say, they would have Torah Shachris and Mincha, and they would have Shir Shalyom Shachris and Mincha, the Minig is to say Shir Shalyom only Shachris. Some Svarim say Pitim Ktoras by Mincha also. Our Minig say it only by Shachris.
Is that
what Shir Shalyom or are you talking about Pitim Ktoras? I'm talking about both. The Minig is Svarim say Pitim Ktoras by Mincha. I don't think anybody says Shir Shalyom by Mincha, as far as I know. You know, people say it on Tisha B'Av, they say by Mincha, because they didn't say it in Shachris. So there's a discussion why that's so. You know, if in the Beis HaMikdash they did it, so why is it different? Different explanations. L'maisa, we actually have the minhag of saying Pitum Ketoras twice. We say it at the beginning of davening, if you also say Korban, I say at the end. Once Keneged Pitum Ketoras, you know, virtual Korban, if you will. And once, he just outs, you know, Talmud Torah, that we should be, everybody should have this chance to learn Torah every day, so that's why at the beginning of davening it's said. In Chutz Laaretz, the minhag is not to say Pidum Ktoras in the weekdays. V'yesh Omri, Shekosvus is a Roma, Lezar Shalol Omer, Pidum Ktoras, B'tach Chesav, you state, you know, from a sitter, not Palpeh, because you might miss a word. If you miss a word, it's Kivu Chayv Misa. It's not really clear if you miss one of the Samanim, there's an English Chayv Misa. But it's brought down that it's Kilu, you missed one of the Samanim. Remain Shu Chayv Misa, in Chisar Achaz B'Samanav, L'chein Nogu Shalom B'chol. That's the reason why Chutzaritz, people are running, they have to go to work. So they just don't say in Chutzaritz, Shemarin Lachta B'chashin Shem Yidali. Shiyotzi B'Zakines, Omer Shem Lacheni, Mishtacheve V'Yotzi. Seder. Questions, comments? Right. For sure. Yeah, sometimes when you're saying Kaddish, people like think you lost somebody, like they come over to you with like, you know, big eyes, everything okay, you know, who do you do? So it's a little bit awkward sometimes, yeah. But it's supposed to say Kaddish, and it's part of the in economy. The Mishabura here in the Be'er Halacha, there's a long discussion about Kaddish. And once upon a time, people didn't say Kaddish together. Everybody said Kaddish separately. So there was a whole hierarchy. Who has the right to say Kaddish? Who's first in line, second in line? So that's the Ma'amar HaKaddish. We're not going to go through it. It's really part of Hilchos Avelos. And like I said, today, people say Kaddish together in most places. Unless you're a hardcore Litvak, here in the Beis Knesset Hagra, up the hill, and by the gun, everybody, one person says Kaddish. So if you have to say Kaddish, you have to ask the Gabbai, you know, to get in line to say Kaddish. But in most places, not downstairs. Downstairs is a shtibel, but upstairs in the Gra, you know, it's there are three levels. The upstairs is Litvish, then the Hasidim. The bottom is like just a general shtibel. Once upon a time it was a Tzionidati shtibel, but there aren't too many Tzionidati people in the gun left anymore. So it's just like it's a shtibel. Anyway, the Seder. Kuf Lamed Gimel. B'Shabbos Yom Tov Ein Omrim Baruch Hu Achar Kaddish Basra. So there's a minhag to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening. The Rav had a very nice idea. He said Baruch Hu really starts davening. Technically, the Tzilas HaTzibur starts with Baruch Hu. So when we finish, we start again. We recognize that no matter what we did, we still have so much more to do. You know, Miyamal, you know, the Gemara's Drasha, that we have no way of actually called Tilasa. The Rav said that. It's a beautiful idea. So there's a minhag to say Baruch at the end. The Pashas is the minhag is because people come late, they miss it. That's why Ashkenazim here in Israel, they don't say it again on Monday, Thursday, because if you came late, you heard it by Kriyas HaTorah. But the Sfaradim say it always, and Nusach Sfarad also says it always. And even though it's a furish here in the Shulchan Aruch, on a Friday night, you don't say it because people came to Shul. You know, people are already at Shul. Still, the minhag is that say it, I swear to them. Al pi Kabbalah, they say it, based on the Arizal. Filo makom shenagol omer b'yom v'sachol, shem alo yeh achidi b'vizik nesek, shem alo baruchu, mikol makom v'sharaz yom, v'in lo omer b'yakol b'ayin v'vizik nesek, konem baruchu. Everybody came If Rekim still off of Pichain, the minhag is, like I said, in Sephardi, in Nusach Sephardi shows, here in Yisrael, they say Baruch Basra on Shabbos and Yontif. Kuf Lamed Dalid, Nuhagin Harvest Ptachnunim Yesheni Vechamishi. There is a minhag to have, extra Tachnun on Monday and Thursday. There's a whole history behind this. The Rishon bring down, there was a nace, that there were three Jews, old Jews, who were taken captive in time of the Churban, and they were going to be tortured and thrown in a fire, and they composed these tefillahs, and they were saved. So we say these three, it's really composed of three different tefillahs. We say it together. And like I said, because we don't say it on other days, people think it's like extra. But it's really, it's opportunity. It's a Yimei Ratzon, Yimei Din, Yimei Ratzon. So that's why we have extra Tachnunim on those days. The Mechaber says you should say it out loud. Omso we call Ram, right? V'im lo amro umar over al takana v'nigra poritz gather. You should have to. Some say it's only poritz gather if you didn't say it at all. But you should try to say it out loud and standing. That's the ideal way of saying it. Today the Mirama, for example, are made to say it quietly, like Shmona Esrei. Your question?
Yeah,
I apologize. Okay. I shouldn't apologize. Wonderful. Okay. The chenu hagim la'omer mu'umad. Avalim omro. So lachash and rabbis are meaning to say lachash. Umash no hagim la'arbus p'tachnun b'shem v'chamishi b'shem shehem yemei rotzon. Chenu hagim gamkein la'his anus b'hem. There's some have minhag to fast on Monday and Thursday. Again, there may be rotzon and also may din. So it's interesting. This Seder. Beis. This already begins Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, but we'll learn it now before we break for Chazara. Because the Sfardim have a practice of doing Hagbah before Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mechaber brings down, Mare Pnei Aksivas Sefer Torah La'am, Omdi Limino Smola. So you take out the Sefer Torah, you show the Ksav. Machsirin Lefanav La'charav, Shem Mitzvah Al Kol Anashim V'Nashim Liros Ksav L'chrov V'lomar V'zos HaTorah, Torah Shem Tamima. V'nagu La'asos Zerama Ken Achar Shekarav, Armin Ekes do it after laning. Well, bring down that the people would want to stay for Hagbah. It's like a big thing. So after Hagbah, people would leave. So the Ashkenazim changed the minhag to keep it at the end, so people shouldn't leave before Kriyas HaTorah. So these are some of the details of Hatzah Sefer Torah. In terms of Hagbah, so the Ramban brings down from the Yerushalmi that if you don't do this, you don't do Hagbah, you're Bechal Aru Rashal Yakim Es Dibri HaTorah. Yakim Dibri HaTorah means doing Hagbah. The Mechaber brings down you should bow down. The Ramban brings from the Yerushalmi. The Mechaber brings down you should bow down. We should Korea. It's not the minhag of many places. Many people don't bow down. The question is why? Some argue that since today the minhag, at least by Ashkenazim, is that the ksav is klape the magbia. They don't do it on a single story, they do ksav outwards. But usually the ksav is klape the magbia, so maybe it's less of a chiyuv to bow down. On a single story, usually they flip it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure. The minhag is to hold up a finger, some people hold up the etzba, the zeret. And save Zos HaTorah. Again, it says Mechaber says you should bow. Some people have that minhag; it's not so prevalent. Pardon? Yeah, they're different minhagim. Different minhagim. You should see the ksav when you start saying Zos HaTorah. You know, and the different minhagim. Does he go a full circle? Does he half circle this side, half circle that side? Maker, then you don't have to hold it up where you're laying, but that's the minhag usually. If it's very heavy, you can like roll it a little bit. We'll get to Dine Hagba. I think it's discussed a little later in Hilchos Sefer Torah. In terms of holding it up on the tefer, we don't want the tefer start to rip. Chas v'shalom. Just a second. Kabbalah is very significant. To see the ksav, people are makbid to get close to be able to read it. Different minhagim. The rav was makbid not to say half a pasuk. So the al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe is half a pasuk. So he wouldn't say that. We can say that, and you say the whole pasuk. Al-Pi Hashem Ya'achanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisau, Al-Pi Hashem Shemaru, Al-Pi Hashem Yad Moshe. You could say that too. I don't know if people have that minhag. It's always a good idea to get a strong person to get Hagba. I grew up in a shul where the Gabbai always got like the weakest guy to do Hagba, and it was always like, you know, there's always like a big guy doing Glila and a small guy doing Hagba. But it makes sense to have, you don't want to cast strong, save a target to fall. So you should have a good person doing Hagba. Beseder, so we'll break here and we'll have a little Chazara. And we'll pick up with Hilchos, Kriyas Torah.